Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Alley's got a very interesting theory that you will either strongly agree with or disagree with. She'll share with that with you in a moment. But we do have advanced screening tickets for you to go to Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. When you hear us play a scene from that film, yet-to-be-released movie, I think we're potentially going to be in copyright infringement territory. This is the scene we will be playing at some point during today's show. And when you hear it happen, call us up and get into the advanced screening.
Thunderbolt and Lionley very, very frightened me.
Once they've
right
added
at the beginning.
All the editing, it gets way more exciting. When you hear that later this morning, be sure to call and get yourself some advanced screening tickets for the screening this Thursday.
I have a theory, and I think you'll agree with me, Klein. Everybody fights sometimes, whether you're in a partnership or a family member, sister, a brother, a good friend. You're going to fight eventually. And sometimes, every once in a while, you'll have a big, big blowout fight. And if you're in a long-term relationship, usually you fight about the same three or four things over and over again. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, usually the fights seem different, but they are almost always about the same.
They stem from the same few issues.
Right. Resentment, money, not sex enough, right? That's sort of stuff.
That's a core issue for you.
Well,
yes.
I mean, these are the things I would imagine most couples fight about, even though sometimes it'll show up in different, like, oh, you didn't do any of the dishes. It's like, that's not really what you're upset about.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that the worst fights in any relationship happen in a moving vehicle? In a car.
Car fights.
People have fights like you would never have in another location. And I don't know if it's just the traffic heightens your stress level, if there's some backseat driving going on, some disagreement about how to drive and which way to take. All of it starts a fight.
Well, you're also in such close quarters. Like, no one can walk away. There's no walking away. You're in a car. You're trapped.
You're faced
together
with the reality of the situation. Right. You have to continue talking about it until you get to your destination. And usually, you're peeling away layers of an onion that eventually explode into probably the biggest fight you've had in quite a while. My wife and I have been doing great lately. We got into an explosive fight over the weekend that stemmed from me picking up my phone to choose a song.
And that led to a massive fight?
Massive fight. Because I...
Were you trying to play her that stupid song you did with Ray Heppenstall? Again?
No.
She's like,
no.
We get it, Allie. We get it.
No,
give me your love.
The stupid CarPlay wasn't working, and I wasn't able to switch the song on the CarPlay, so I picked up my phone to select a song, and we got into a huge argument about how she was putting our my life and our child's life in jeopardy because I am driving with my phone. And then I start going, when you say things in the car and you sharply say, Allie, put your phone down. You're kidding. I'm like, can you at least ask nicely? My God, can you just please like say it gently, because it just enhances my stress level. Then it becomes all of this other stuff and eventually stems down to some of the issues that we're always fighting about in our relationship, but all started in a car.
How long did the fight go for? Like, because sometimes I think that you
talking
know.
Talking or not talking.
Oh, you went to silent treatment for a bit?
We went to silent for the second half of it and then continued the fight when we got home.
I don't know why anyone thinks silent treatment, if you're the receiver of that, is a bad thing. That is the greatest thing.
Oh,
I always am
starting the silent treatment.
Oh, nothing better than, imagine that. You're in a fight with Allie and she says, I'm going to punish you by by not talking to you, you're the real winner there. Huh? Oh, man, that's such a win.
I wish we fought more, right? That's what you're thinking right now.
I think she just started the fight so she'd get the silent treatment from you. You're probably yapping, blah, 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 hopes and dreams.
No, I wasn't talking. I actually don't like talking in the car because also if I talk too much in the car, I start not paying attention to where I'm going, and then I'm a worse driver when I'm in conversation.
No,
I'm better when I'm just listening.
Says Allie is 100%, 1,000% right, and for some reason, I don't know what it is, that if you were in a car, a fight that if you were in a kitchen would be a 3 out of 10 becomes a 9 out of 10 or a full blown 10 out of 10 when you're in the car. And what is the reason for that? And maybe because you would think in some ways some people find driving to be like therapeutic, calming, relaxing. If you're cruising and but I could understand why if you're late for something, there's traffic, then it becomes a we should have left earlier. Why did you take so that starts kind of this vicious cycle of what do you mean, why did I take so long? I've been ready for 45 minutes.
Yes, there's argument about the car situation itself, but then it usually leads to other things. Or you're like, hey, we're stuck in traffic. What should we talk about? And then you start talking about light and fluffy things, and then it takes a turn. And like you said, you're stuck. It has taken a turn. You can't just walk away from the situation. You're trapped with that person, and you have to wait it out.
But I also think that sometimes you could take the bait. Like my wife will say things sometimes, and I know that I could, based on how I respond, this could either escalate a lot or I could either choose to ignore or not focus on that.
And then you think, well, I'm in a car. What else am I going to do?
Yeah, so I go like, let me see how far we are to destination. All right, 45. All right, let's get a good fight out of our system now. Like, you know, sometimes if you can get the fight out of the system in the car, mm-hmm. and then you can solve the fight, and when you arrive, you're back, you kind of feel like it was almost like you fought in a vacuum. Like it didn't matter
totally.
In the real world. You got it out. All right, good. That should keep us clean for another week or so.
And it's like you were drunk. Then you're like, dude, I'm sorry about what I said. We were in the car.
Especially if you're going to a hotel. Like I know you were off to this wedding over the weekend. So like potentially if you know it all ends at the hotel, you get that sweet emotional hotel makeup sex.
We didn't stay at a hotel. This was actually on the way home from the wedding.
Oh.
And she was like, we're coming home from a wedding where you had a drink at the wedding. So if you were to get pulled over, this would be a huge problem. So she should not even be touching your phone. But in this situation, a car thing started the fight. Sometimes the fight just starts.
Yeah.
And then car stuff makes it worse. Like you're fighting, normal fighting. And then it's like, and now you're veering into another lane.
Right.
Or now this person's coming in. Or now you missed the exit. That can then enhance the stress level and make it so much worse.
If you agree with this concept, Allie's theory is that a fight in a car will almost always be a much higher elevated fight than if you're not in a car.
When people fight bad, they fight in a car.
The only thing I would say that would be the positive of a car fight is that if you do have at home, a fight could go on for hours, could go on for days, potentially. In a car, I do think that
it has to end.
Yeah, we have this kind of clock that goes, all right, we must wrap this up by the time we arrive. So that the one benefit, I guess,
you're getting out of the car and you're like, what? Don't forget your purse.
Right. It's like, all right, fine. It's
Do you
over.
Have the gift? Do you have
but,
the gift?
But you know, the problem with you is you were ending at home, and that's the one downside. If you were going to, like, let's say, a restaurant or a party or around people, you would kind of be like, how do we wrap this fight up before we arrive? But when you're going home, that's dangerous because now the fight can literally just be one person storming off into the house.
Yes.
And then you know the fight has no end in sight.
Yes. But you know when you go out to dinner with another couple or something, you can always tell when a fight has happened on the way there.
Can I ask you a question that you probably don't want me to say on the air? You did mention off the air that at the wedding, your wife got someone's phone number.
Yes, that was separate.
Did that have anything to do with the fight?
No, that didn't have anything to do with
the
fight.
Are you sure?
But she did walk away with someone's number, a hot person's number as well. But but it was not related to this. And she said that she got this person's number for a specific reason. That is not sex related.
Okay. I got this number for a specific reason, but it's not sex related.
You That's what she said.
You know what that means?
She said when I missed the turn.
Sex related. Carol.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.